This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday, as we have items sent to us. First from the Powell Police Department, covering activity going back just a couple days ago. They include a child welfare requested the welfare check on two children. Officers checked on the children, and they were okay. Disposition completed.
Just okay.
Yeah, just okay. They're not exceptional kids. One of them, his face was sort of dirty, but that's about it.
The other one was outside eating dirt.
Yeah, that's that
that's
one.
Okay.
Yeah, one hitting his own head with a plastic hammer. Yeah, he's just okay. So, let's see. Animal stray, Cedarwood. Two stray dogs running loose. Animal stray, 400 block of North Absorica. Received a report of a starry dog. A starry dog.
Huh?
I think it was supposed to say stray.
But
they mixed up the A and
gotcha,
R.
Gotcha. Okay.
Or it might be just a dog that's looking up at the stars. We don't know.
He has dreams of Hollywood.
He does. Welfare check. East First. RP advised she wanted to check on a male because he didn't look well. Officers located him, advised he was okay. Well, thanks, sort of.
Again, dirty face, plastic hammer.
Yeah.
About to go to but he's okay.
Head. Just okay. Imagine having the cop kicking in your door.
Are you okay?
We're here to check, see.
I was.
We heard you weren't looking well. Sorry, I didn't shave this morning. Okay, sorry.
We'll have to take your temperature. Bend over and say,
Disturbance, West 2nd. ARP advised there was loud music playing. An officer responded, spoke to the individual who advised that he was leaving. Turned down the music. Disposition completed. Okay, fine.
Man. Okay. But this is my jam.
Yeah. Traffic stop, South Fair. Traffic stop performed. Resulted in the driver being issued a warning for headlights required. It's occurring at 9:30 at night. Yeah, it's dark at that time, so
I have a constitutional right not to wear a mask and to keep my headlights off.
Yeah, he doesn't need to, so he can see without them, sort of.
Yeah.
Traffic complaint, North Hamilton, received a general speeding. ARP advised the vehicle's constantly speeding on North Hamilton throughout the day. Officers were advised, disposition assistance, Kevin. Not sure what a general speeding.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that one.
Yeah. Drug-related, North Beckman received a report of marijuana that was found. Officers responded, advised that it didn't have odor of marijuana and there was not enough to test. It was disposed of. So.
It was some dust in the bottom of an oregano jar.
Yeah, so...
it's pot!
It doesn't smell like marijuana. We can't test it because it's just a little tiny grain of it. Yeah. So... harassment, North Bend. RP advised that a female was yelling at him.
Aww.
Well, quit being stupid.
I want you to arrest my mom.
An officer spoke to the female and advised her to leave him alone. Disposition completed. So
he won't stop yelling. Yeah. What is she saying? Get up and go to school.
So husbands, now you have an out. You can just call the cops if she's been yelling at you. So... fraud-related, South Jones, RP, was sent a check in the mail with some instructions. The officer explained to the RP it's a scam. Showed it to her on the FDIC website.
But.
Yeah.
You got that big fat check. But.
Yeah.
I want it. I want the money.
And the instruction is, go cash it, but send the extra money back to us.
Because we're bad at accounting.
Yeah. Right? So all you got to do is do that, and then, you know, good luck. So, go ahead.
And I wonder what about all the people that they put the check in, but they don't immediately send it back.
No.
And then, of course, eventually the check just doesn't
clear. Yeah, it doesn't work. No. It's a fraudulent check.
But I wonder if they start calling you, hey, where's my money?
I don't know anybody who's really done it.
I don't either.
I mean... it's an old scam. Mm-hmm. It's one of the oldies but goodies, but I've never met a person who's actually done. But you know, it obviously works. So some people are stupid.
Sometimes you just want to hear the hits.
Yeah, child welfare, West Monroe, received a report of a young girl walking her dog, and no parents appeared to be around. While dispatching, the parent was located, child reunited.
I mean, how?
Disposition, dispatch handled.
Are we talking a toddler?
Young girl walking around with the dog, and then the parent all of a sudden appeared.
So, strange. And what kind of dog? Now, if it's a Shih Tzu,
yeah.
But if it's a big pit bull, she's probably in good hands.
She's really in good hands. Mm-hmm. Harassment, Wes Coulter, I've advised someone attempted to run her daughter over, and she has been and has been sending threatening messages. The officer spoke to the individual and advised her that she is to not contact the other individual. The RP and the daughter were advised to block the individual on social sites and phones. Girls, Russ.
Well, don't ever think, one of my options is running over my nemesis with my car.
Yeah.
That is a bad plan.
And then sending a text later. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then posting a thumbs down on their Facebook page. So,
a frowny face.
Traffic stop, South Clark. Traffic stop performed, which the driver was stopped for a headlight out, was just stopped by the sheriff's office. No action taken.
I'll bet his next stop was the auto parts store.
He definitely was going to go home. This at 2100. Yeah, so he had to wait for them. This after 9 o'clock. He has to wait for them to open, and he'll probably get pulled over on the way to him the next day. So that's his luck, Russ.
Oh, man. Yeah. I just got pulled over.
Please leave me alone. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a traffic stop on Bighorn Avenue. Driver cited for blue light in front, illegal window tint, no proof of insurance. Citation issued. Spent all the money on a little blue light in the front and not on insurance. So,
hey, those blue lights are expensive.
Yeah, but it's once again, it's, check with police before you start putting blue, red lights, any of those colors that the law enforcement likes to use themselves. So.
From what I understand, the only allowable type of light on a vehicle is amber.
Yeah, okay. And so you got that, and white, you got the,
your
headlight.
Headlights, your stop, your brake floodlight. Lights are obviously red. But if you're going to put a light bar like we used to have on our van, the twirly lights and stuff, they can't be blue or red.
No, they have to be the yellow, okay?
Otherwise, you could go out and start pulling people over.
And people do that.
Yeah, so. I know.
On nuisance complaint, Gail Lane, RPS, concerns about weeds and junk on the property. Disposition, assistance given. I'm guessing it's not his property.
Yeah.
Let's see. Traffic. One on 19th. Driver verbally warned for speed. Dispatch was not given a name. Warning issued. So there must be a new cop. So got to send the name in. Oops.
That one guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah. Let's see. Warrant service attempt at Walmart. Disposition, CK. They may as well just hang out there. Check them as they come in. Yeah, that's it. But it's hard to tell because, everyone's wearing masks in there. Can't get your warrants picked up. So, property found, Blystein. RP found a crossbow pistol in the dumpster last night. They want to keep it, but also want to make sure it's not stolen. Disposition, assistance given. So, you've got, it's a... I don't know if someone stole it and threw it away. I don't know why you do that.
Maybe he shot himself in the foot one too many times.
Yeah, it could be.
That stupid thing.
I've had it with this. Welfare check, Salisbury. RP says she hasn't heard from a subject since last Sunday and didn't show up for work today. He's a handyman. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. Doesn't say what happened to him.
Yeah.
So, welfare check at Walmart. RP states her son was last to be walking in front of Walmart after having an argument with his father. They're staying in Cody at a hotel. Disposition, assistance given. So got in a fight with dad and left in a huff at Walmart.
In a strange town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Property damage, Calgill. RP says someone vandalized his truck and walkway with paint, pen, and eggs. They went to the paint, pen, and egg store. I'll have your special. Here you go.
Give me a 3-pack. and pens? I mean, what kind of...
Must be like a black marker or something that they wrote, I'm guessing, on his car. Okay, so I would check with... I'm sure he has sort of an idea who it might be. So.
In those cases, you sometimes do.
Yeah. So, especially if they wrote things about him on his vehicle. So, sometimes. Theft. A tri-power cord. That's the three powers of Cody. RP states he's missing a gun from his vehicle. A disposition. C case.
Let me guess. His unlocked vehicle.
Unlocked. It was in the baby seat. Last he saw.
You never know when baby might need to protect itself.
Yeah. Other law violation, platinum. RP states a man on a motorcycle with a kid and no helmet. Driver warned for having a minor with no headgear. Disposition, assistance given. You can do it if you're an adult because they just figure you're dumb enough.
Right.
Yeah. But the kid, you got to have him at least with something on his head. Okay? So.
Not a beanie.
Yeah. Threats. In Cody, RP states there are threats being made in regards to the school board. Disposition. Assistance. You can't do that, I guess, right?
You know, they do have a public comment section in their meetings. Where...
But you can't say you're going to go murder them all.
Exactly.
Yeah. They frown on. There's frowning in that section there. Yeah. So let's see. Welfare check. RP said, wife left the hotel on foot, unknown direction of travel, didn't take her cell, left in her vehicle, disposition, assistance, Kevin. So you get the out-of-towners, Russ. They're just wandering off now.
Well, and
so,
they're feeling the COVID.
And they're getting into an argument, of course, with somebody they're traveling with, which happens. You're stuck in a vehicle with them for 1,000 miles. You're starting to hate that person. So, and then they argue, drama ensues, and then they come up missing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where on Fridays, Tim is just okay over there.
No, he's fine.
He's okay. So, anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.